In a joint statement, the CEOs of AOL and Time Warner say splitting into two companies will help both focus on their core businesses. For Time Warner, that means more attention to film, TV, and other content. For AOL, it's a chance to restore luster to a brand that once defined the internet for many users. It was back in 2000 when the startup AOL stunned the world by announcing it would buy the venerable Time Warner to create the world's largest media company. But the $147 billion merger turned out to be an embarrassment, leading to lawsuits, declining sales, regulatory hurdles, and heavy losses. Eventually, the very name AOL Time Warner was dropped in favor of simply Time Warner. Now both companies will have to figure out how to profit while advertisers are cutting back. For NPR News, I'm Dan Blumberg in New York.